Hey guys, I'm going to start answering all your marketing questions and concerns on here. I'm going to give you quick bite-sized actionable marketing strategies and tactics that will help you attract new patients immediately and grow your practice. Every Monday, a short episode will come out, and each month we will be covering a topic. Topics like ground marketing, Google AdWords, internal marketing, reputation management, and more. And I will have experts, agencies, and professionals give us step-by-step instructions you can easily implement. What you're listening to will be actionable steps you can do today. No strings attached. And then you will see the results. So without further delay, let's get into our Monday morning marketing episode. Hey Josh, so talk to us. Tell me one or a couple of video marketing strategies that you know can definitely help other practice owners out if we were to implement it today.
Yay. Hey. Yeah. Thanks, Michael. I don't even know what that start was. Hey, hey.
It's okay, Michael. Man.
I know. It's just a new greeting. Video, gosh, I feel like that was probably one of the hottest things last year and has even continued this year. We've just been swamped with video production. And I think what happened was, what I noticed anyway, was during COVID, it was almost like we couldn't see each other face to face for this time. Even an extended period of time, it was like, well, if we can't see each other, how do we connect? And I think video became such a big deal, whether it's through virtual consultations or actually producing video or even just putting a video on a cell phone. So it's been a big trend that I don't think is going anywhere. I think COVID was probably a tipping point for that. So it's definitely something super vital that we talk about.
Gotcha, man. So what are some things we can be doing right now to not just improve our videos, but like once we get these videos done, I mean, like, who's watching them? How can we get them into the community, people watching them?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And I know one of your other episodes I've listened to, I know Michael Anderson with Wondrous was talking about more cell phone video. So I actually want to go the other way and talk about produced video. I think that when we're talking about cell phone or DIY video versus producing something like lights and audio and all that, probably hiring a production company or an agency, the difference really for me is where that video ends up living. So I think like on your website, like websites are typically a produced environment. Like we've got control of the storyline, the narrative. So if we put a like iPhone, you know, DIY video up there, it tends to feel out of place. And it's not that you can't do it, but I think produced video is a way better fit for that environment. Whereas cell phone video, man, all day long on social, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, even LinkedIn, like put it there. But think about produced video for the website. And here's why, is because produced video, it's the same thing. It allows you to control that narrative. Like you can make cuts and edits in the video to tell the story that you want to, you know, whether it's through patients or you got control over the music bed, the sound bed, the music with it. So you can almost kind of take the visitor along this journey of what your website is designed to do. So that's where I think right now, like thinking about produced video, that's the best opportunity for it.
Produced video. Now, once we create this, or how can we start making this produced video? Let's just say right now we're at home, or not at home, in our practice or something like that. And then we're like, okay, we already have quality videos. Let's just say they went with Studio 88, right? We already have quality videos on our website. Now we want to do what? Should we make more videos for the social media that are produced, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think produced videos really have a much longer shelf life. You know, they're designed to be a little bit more evergreen. I think you can get easily a year or two, maybe even longer on your website with those. What they're designed to do is just like right now in the digital environment, digital space, there's really no better way to connect with somebody as like human to human than with video. You sense like the tone in the voice, the warmth, the nuances, you see the body language. And so the videos, the purpose of those on your website is to just interact with potential patients, visitors. Statistically, Michael, we see on every website, 75 to 85% of traffic to any dental website is new, unique traffic, meaning it's visitors. So that video is for them. It's the first impression. It's almost like a meet and greet, like look at it like that. When you put video on a site, you instantly get more engagement. the duration of their visit on the site goes up. Usually, and people will like talk trash about, like if they're gonna talk trash about videos and knock it, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna pay, you know, $5,000 to get a video. People are only gonna watch 23 seconds of it, but that's all they needed. And it was an extra 20 to 30 to 40 seconds on your site. And it's all about engagement. They can read something or they can interact with you. And so that's what that video is supposed to do, which I don't know that that answered your question at all. So I apologize. I don't even know what your question was.
No worries. I was asking like, how can they like, you know what I mean?
I
mean, like there's already like the video of the website already on there. Should they create more videos for that, for their social media and things like that? But the what you mentioned sparks my curiosity a little bit in the sense of like, then what is the absolute best video to have on their website, right? Because we do want them to have engagement on there as soon as they log on or as soon as they get on the website. So to you, what would be the best? I mean, would it just be like, hey guys, this is Dr. whoever, this is the best practice you're going to have, or what do you think? Yeah.
So the best, like if you're going to do one video and that's all you can do, it needs to be on the homepage. It needs to probably be in the first like top third of the site. It doesn't have to be the very first thing, but within like two or three sections down. And it just needs to be your best foot forward. Like, this is who we are. And so like creating some energy, creating some connection, doesn't have to be like hype energy, but it just needs to be engaging energy, music that's supporting that. B-roll or supporting footage of like the team, patients being greeted. It's that whole principle of transference again, of like trying to put patients will put themselves in that situation and go, okay, what is this going to be like if I show up there? And so part of the video is supposed to be that when you show up, this is what you can expect. You'll see our team smiling. You'll see the doctor explaining treatment, taking his time, her time, all that. So that's what I'd be shooting for.
Okay, got you. So then we got the videos down. We got them on the website. How do we distribute these professional or like these really, really good produced videos on social media?
Yeah, that's your other question. So I'll stay focused this time. There's a couple ways you can multi-purpose these because I always, whenever we produce something and you make an investment that way, I'm always like, if we could multi-purpose it into two or three other areas, you just get way more value. And so I think these videos, like let's say you do a set of 4 to 6 videos with a production company. These are great on social media and, you know, you can post it organically. Like I would, like, let's just for fun say you did a set of 6 videos. I would post one of those every month and probably like put a boost budget behind it for at least like 2 weeks out of that month. Like boost it to your, the people that are following you and their friends and family, like that network, or boost it to a radius around the practice for a 2 week period, put $100, $250, whatever behind it. Doesn't have to be, you know, a ton of money, and just do that every month for 6 months with the 6 videos. And then I would probably rotate back through them and get like a year's worth out of those 6 videos. The other thing is these make really good social media ads. You know, so set it up to just run to, you know, people that don't know you in the area. And again, switch them out every 6 months. This is pillar type evergreen content that is supposed to connect with patients. So put it out there.
Gotcha. And then how often would you recommend we for example, the one on the website is you're engaging with them, right? You're introducing, you're putting your best foot forward. We leave that on forever? Or do you think we should create a new video for that later on?
Yeah, that's a great question. And obviously video is a little bit more of an investment to get them done. So, you know, ideally I love dental practices to like once a year, refresh their photography and their video, like just take a half a day, take a day, get all those pieces, just rebuild, keep it fresh. Google likes unique content. We all know that. So you're just constantly updating the site. Worst case, I mean, you know, if you're every 2 years, but man, we have practices, they'll go 3 to 4 years. You know, they got the same videos up there. It's fine. I think as long as you're not like, you know, I 2 years ago, I didn't have a beard and now I have a beard. And so like when people see past, like when the team tries to use like past photos, like I see something on social and it's like, I don't have a beard. I'm like, no, we can't use that. Cause like, that's not me. And we've even like Photoshopped a beard on me before, which was super hilarious. But, you know, so stuff like that. And obviously the staff changes. And so, you know, I think having some type of cadence where you're doing that, whether it's once a year or every 24 months, is an important part.
I like that. I like that subconsciously you kind of mentioned like, hey, that's a thing. Maybe try and have a thing in the videos. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know how Local Med had like a goat and all these things, like maybe the practice could have like their theme on there. I don't know. That's cool. Oh, yeah.
No, that is cool. I think it's like, yeah, the more you do it, the less serious you take it too. The very first video production, like all the doctors are sitting there, like they want the script to memorize, you know, and they just want it to be perfect because that's how we all are. But you know, once you start getting past that, like the more you do video, the more you get out of that, the more you start having fun, the more you start letting your team get involved, and then they come up with the stuffed animal goat, you know, or whatever. And you're like, oh, that is fun. And honestly, patients, man, they just connect at such a high level with that type of stuff.
Gotcha. So really quick, last question. What typically to you, and you can let other people know, the ones listening, to get video produced, what goes into that, like cost-wise? What are they looking for to put down?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. You know, you can work with somebody locally. If you're working with an independent videographer, you could be a couple thousand. The question there is going to be equipment. Like, are they coming with, is it a one camera setup? Do they have like microphones and a lighting kit? You may want like a three camera setup. So you do drone footage, like, so the bigger the budget, usually you're working with a more experienced production house. Michael, it's like I was talking to somebody about a Netflix documentary. They approached us about producing one. And I was like, what's your budget? Because like you could produce a Netflix documentary probably for anywhere between $2,500 to $250,000, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like video can be anywhere. I think it's just finding, I would recommend the production house versus an individual, just mostly because of the equipment you're getting, the professionalism. They're going to come in, they're going to know that you're going to do better in an interview setup than just a talking head to the camera. They're going to know the angles of lights. They're going to have like royalty-free music, rights-free music that you can use and won't get in trouble for. So it's all those kind of nuances that production houses know. But I think somewhere between like six to, depending on how many videos, 5 to 10 to 12,000 is probably where most of them would fall.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would definitely want to repurpose as much as I can if I can get it for like, you know, 10,000. Definitely. Yeah. But yeah. Okay. Awesome, man. Awesome, Josh. I appreciate your time. And if anyone has any further questions, you can definitely find them on the Dental Marketer Society Facebook group, or where can they reach out to you directly?
Hey, if you want to connect with me directly, Instagram is the best spot, at Joshua Scott. You can also check out Studio88 at S8E8.com as well.
All right. And thank you, Josh, for being with me on this Monday morning marketing episode.
Thanks, man.